Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a two-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Our next case study centers around this lady who is an entrepreneur and an HR consultant, like a manpower recruiting agency she runs of her own. Very sharp, very brilliant, very nice lady. And here we are going to see, hopefully by the end of this video, you will know what led her to select such a kind of career path. After all, career is just something which we do in the world for the dominant part of our lives, yes? Each any career. So let's see, let's examine the D1, the D10, the lords of the ascendant, the lords of the 10th house. You will see the rules. You can skip the rules if you want. But now, let's roll the intro. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, D1 and D10 career analysis for case studies. Okay, we'll do some case studies. Take the charts of real people, imaginary people, and try to dissect how best we can cover this in, 10 parts, 20 parts. I'll take it how much ever I can, just so that we get a clear understanding. Now, what other considerations? I'm cutting it down in this case study series. Only these basic conditions which are listed there. Let's go through them quickly one by one. There can be many combinations, but I'm going through only the basic stuff, the very basic stuff of career analysis from D1 to D10. Okay. So in natal chart or D1 chart, those are the four rules. Number one, ascendant nakshatra and varna of the nakshatra. And we'll do this in the case study, so you will see all of this. Number two, the lord of the ascendant, the nakshatra and the position thereof. Number three, lord of the 10th house, that nakshatra and the position of that planet, whatever the planet is. Number four, exchange of lordship consideration. This is dominant and plays out in many charts as well. Okay, we will see what that means. In D10, what are the considerations? The above four are for natal chart. In D10, number one, ascendant nakshatra, varna, and the angle in the deity. Remember, we spoke of this in the entire 27 nakshatras, right? So, angle and deity we will be seeing actually in the actual charts of real people now. Number two, the lord of the ascendant, nakshatra, position, and angle, and the deity. Okay, we'll have to see all of this and how this plays out, even just considering the ascendant lord, 10th house lord angle itself becomes so complicated. You will see this. Number three, lord of the 10th nakshatra, position, and angle. You can see between the D1 and D10, the only difference is we have added the angle. Basically, everything else is the same. Exchange of lordship consideration, if at all there is any exchange of lordship going on in the D10 chart as well. Okay, there we go. So this introduction, I will stick it in each one of them. If you're seeing this for the second time or any other case, we just skip this part. Okay, these are the general rules we are considering. I'm not considering any other planets, any other points, just ascendant lord, D1 in the D10 chart, and the 10th house lord nakshatra position in the D1 and in the D10 plus the angle and the deity. Clear? Right, let's get into it. So there you have the chart, the D1 chart of, let's call her Miss H. Miss H, who's an entrepreneur and an HR consultant, runs her own recruiting agency, right? Private recruiting agency. Okay, so her ascendant is Leo, in 19.41 degrees of Purva Falguni Nakshatra. And her 10th lord, therefore, becomes Venus, which is in the sign of Taurus. And the Venus is sitting in 0.22 degrees of Dhanishtha Nakshatra. And the ascendant lord is now Sun. Right away, there is a leadership quality about this woman. Because Sun is shining, but the Sun has gone and buried itself in the 8th house, sitting in Revati Nakshatra at 16.5 degrees, as you can see there. So let's just see what the Lord of the 10th and the Lord of the 1st signify here, because we are still in the D1 chart. So Lord of the 1st in the 8th house signifies a deep, intense, transformative nature. The 1st natal chart, the division 1, is basically about the human personality itself, who you are as a person. It's nothing to do with what careers you're doing or what kind of relationships you have or any other area of your life. It's to do with you mainly. What defines you as you? So the Lord of the 1st and 8th will signify constant changes for this lady through life. Okay? She doesn't know that yet. Probably she came to me because of that. Who knows? These individuals may have a strong interest in occult, psychological, or esoteric matters. Duh. She is of a different faith. She is not a Hindu, so still she believes in this astrology very strongly. This is the interest in occult matters. People don't simply go to astrologers, the non-believers, so to speak. They have something going on that defines their interest towards occult matters. 8th house is for occult matters, hidden matters, things beyond the realm of seen, 3D. That's the Lord of the 1st. Sun is shining there. Next, the Lord of the 10th becomes Venus because it falls in the sign of Taurus. The 10th house in the Leo ascendant is in Taurus, like you can see. Now that Venus is coming in the Nakshatra of Dhanishtha in the 7th house. So first of all, the Lord of the 10th in the 7th house indicates business in type of partnerships, indicates doing things en masse for other people, right? So her career path from the beginning, she would have been drawn towards doing something like this. Diplomacy, counseling, law, or career that involves negotiation. What is manpower consultancy? They have to negotiate the package, the salary package, the benefits, which they do with different companies, right? They are the interface between the employee and the companies. So that's what she's doing. Now let us examine by nakshatra, the lords with respect to the nakshatras. So her ascendant itself is in Purva Falguni. Let us see the characteristics which may apply to what line of work and career she has selected for herself. I have circled two ones there. Leadership and management. They may excel in managerial or leadership roles. She does. She carries that air of leadership and management type of a person. They may thrive as team leaders, executives, project managers, or in positions that require leadership. Leo. But since it's buried in the 8th house, my guess is she might want to change career suddenly through life. But we'll have to see that detail. We'll get to that later. Next one I have circled is counseling and therapy. Why have I put counseling and therapy? Because it's a form of counseling, mentoring, suggesting what line of work a person may be, suitable for. They may have a natural inclination towards counseling and therapy. They may excel as counselors, therapists, psychologists, coaches. She hasn't selected this yet, but there might be a propensity to change this later on in life. Okay. Now let's see the lord of the first in the eighth. So lord of first in her case is in the eighth house, right? We saw that in the first slide. Eighth house is all about transformations. It's about unpredictable ups and downs of life, generally speaking. It may be in the area of your personality, it may be in career, it may be in relationships, it can be in a lot of things. We have to see many other things, right? We have to see even the Navamsha for that. What does highlight career here when the lord of the first is in the eighth? Again, counseling and therapy comes to mind. She may select that as an approach later on in life. Okay, it can happen. Administration and management. They may excel in administration and managerial roles. They may thrive as executives, project managers, team leaders that require effective planning, coordination, and decision making. All these three aspects, planning, coordination, decision making, is involved in any manpower consulting agency. I would think so, don't you? That's what her lord of the first will give her. So right there also you can see how it might play out as her main career path. Yes. Now let us see the lord of the 10th and what it is doing in that other nakshatra. The lord of her 10th being Taurus, it's Venus, it's a fixed sign of Taurus. So Venus is sitting there. So the Venus from the Taurus, from the 10th house, is now sitting in the 7th house. Okay, so what does that mean? Lord of the 10th and the 7th house indicates a partnership, collaborative type approach, a business approach. It defines an entrepreneur because it's the 10th house we are talking about. The lord of the 10th in the 7th in the natal chart, the D1 chart. So leadership and management come there. I have circled those two. They may thrive as executives, team leaders, project managers. Yes, she's an entrepreneur. Next one is entrepreneurship and business. They may excel in business ventures. They thrive as business owners, entrepreneurs, and consultants. She is a manpower. She owns and runs a manpower consulting agency, HR consultancy. Does even trainings, I would think. Last time I had spoken to her. So that's her D1 chart. Now let us start seeing the D10 chart and what it comprises for her. Okay. So that right there is the D10 chart for her. Okay. So what does this mean? Let's start from the top. Ascendant now has become Aquarius and it stands at 16.52 degrees of Sharpisha. When the ascendant becomes Aquarius in the D10 chart, as general rule, remember these people must work for the masses. Okay. Something in a large company, something doing for a lot of people, because Aquarius is the 11th. In Shatapisha, it becomes very abstract. Let us look at the angles, because angles are very crucial in a detailed chart, like we already discussed in the rules. 15 to 18 degrees, Vayu, dynamic, flexible. She is quick to adapt in her work. We're talking about her work only now. She's got a very active intelligence. This is what it provides. Shatapisha Nakshatra. So right there, we will examine now Shatapisha, what it means and what professions it can do, right? 16.52 gives her the ability to quickly thinking on the feet kind of approach. Sorry, my throat today. The lord of the first in the D10 is Mr. Saturn, and Mr. Saturn is sitting at 7.30 degrees of Uttara Falguni Nakshatra, again in the 8th house. Got to remember one thing, folks. Keep in mind that if there is the D1 ascendant lord and the D10 ascendant lord both sitting in the 8th house, doesn't matter which planet it is, there is a signification of transformation and changes through life. Now it is transformation and changes even for her career. Let us see what happens to her career as years go along. She's quite young still, so we don't know. But the Lord is Saturn, and it's sitting in the 8th house in Uttara Falguni at 7.30 degrees. What does the 7.30 degrees mean, right? It means, first of all, first is in the 8th is transformative. We have seen this. Okay, but what does it mean having that particular angle in the D10? Because we are studying D10, so we need to consider angles. It is in the third angle, which is 6 to 9 degrees, 7.30 degrees. It is Yama angle. It is all about discipline. Yama is about discipline. It is about doing the right things. It is about adherence to ethics and morality at work. This is what HR people have to do, although they don't do it very often, right? We know HR is the most hated department in any company. But if it's in a Yama angle, she will be naturally inclined, especially Saturn will do very well in this angle, because Saturn is about doing the right thing for others. By default, Saturn in any chart, in anywhere, will make you perform your karmas and put you on the right path, even if you hate it. You might hate it with your guts, but Saturn will still stick to it. This is why Saturn is a very light guy. So Saturn sitting in 8 will give her that angle. Next, the Lord of the 10th, because now her ascendant has transformed to Aquarius, the Lord of the 10th becomes Mars. The sign is Scorpio in the 10th. Mars has gone to the 3rd house and is sitting in Ashwini Nakshatra at 0.44 degrees. So considering the angles, it falls in the Indra angle, which is all about power, all about leadership, like an initiator of kinds. And Ashwini is an initiator nakshatra, so it'll do well there. Communication and intellectual pursuits, Lord of the 10th in the 3rd, in the D10, very important. So Lord of the 10th is Mars. She is a very aggressive, time-driven person. Communication and intellectual pursuits play a significant role in the career. These individuals may excel in fields such as writing, journalism, teaching, public speaking, or roles that require effective communication skills. Now, you might tell me, well, she's not doing any of those. She's a manpower agent, but it does require those particular skills. May not be journalism, may not be public speaking, but she's speaking to a lot of people. To companies on one side, to potential employees on another side. So think of it this way. Don't get very dogmatic about these things. Yeah. Now let's see the nakshatra wise and the lords and what they are going to do in each one of those. Yeah. So the Lord of the Ascendant Nakshatra, the Ascendant itself, 16.52. The Vayu, the dynamic Vayu meaning wind. Okay. The air energy, the element of air in Sanskrit is Vayu. If you say it is dynamic, flexible, because like the breeze, you are move like the wind. It does not have any obstructions. Wind goes freely through everything. Think of that mental nature. And she is an Aquarius. So this becomes a highly abstract, highly thinking kind of mind. I have circled the possible career kind of angle here, right? Because it is Vayu. She can do well in teaching and education. In the listed possible career paths of Shatabhisha there, teaching and education comes to my mind. If you think otherwise, you can leave your comments in the comment box. Teaching and education, they may thrive as teachers, professors, trainers, mentors, or in roles that involve imparting knowledge and empowering others through education. She also runs, suddenly it reminded me, she also runs in her own company training for potential employees. They have these soft skills programs, they call trainers, they call these people who apply with them, take courses. So she is doing a kind of teaching and education as part of her manpower consultancy also. See that? Already there is a similarity there. Now let's see the Lord of the Ascendant. The Lord of the Ascendant is in Uttara Falguni in 3 third angle, which is 6 to 9 degrees in the Yama angle, which is discipline, strong sense of responsibility, and adherence to ethics and morality at work. All the qualities that are needed for running a private HR company, human resources company. There, I have circled three possibilities which highlight all her abilities. The oval circled ones, okay? The first one is leadership and management. She is a leadership like, she has lots of leadership qualities. So she's already doing a managerial and leadership kind of roles. The last one also, she's running her own business. She's an entrepreneur. So she is doing very well as startup founder. She founded the company herself, okay? She didn't inherit this stuff. She didn't buy out this company. She started this whole thing endeavor herself. That shows the leadership and the entrepreneurship drive. One needs something to carry out entrepreneurship, isn't it? And Saturn is that kind of a planet who provides a slow and steady path of growth. Even if it's in the 8th house, Saturn will suppress that rapid transformation. It will keep it more gradual in general. There you have it. In T10, Lord of the First in 8th also has in Uttar Falguni human resources and counseling. There you have it. They may excel in human resources and counseling roles. They may thrive as HR professionals, career counselors, coaches. She's doing all of these three in her facility or in roles that involve supporting and guiding others in their personal and professional development. HR, human resources number one. She's already doing all of this. It's what I want to bring to you, okay? You might understand it that way. That works better. Now the Lord of the 10th. Finally, we conclude with the Lord of the 10th where it is sitting in the D10 chart. So the Lord of 10th in her case is Mars, and he's sitting in the third house, Lord of Communication. Third house is about communication, written communication. Third house is more like hands. So that might be more like it. And what here in Ashwini Nakshatra signifies what she is actually doing. Leadership and entrepreneurship, they may excel as entrepreneurs, business owners, or managerial positions. Okay, she needs to create that. See the drive again, the drive, and the top right hand corner box is covered in my other series. It's something at a deep level of nakshatras, so you might want to listen to that for understanding Ashwini. But let's get back here. Sales and marketing, they may excel in sales and marketing roles. She has to do some sales and marketing. It's there in the department also. She has to contact companies saying, I'm doing such and such. I'm doing training for young employees. I'm doing recruitment. Here's my website. Here's my contact card, business card. Get in touch with me. She owns and runs the place very well, I might say. They may have the ability to motivate and influence others effectively. Sales and marketing. Mars is a quick thinking planet. Mars does not sit around twiddling their thumbs and waiting for something to happen. It's just not the way Mars functions, okay? So keep that in mind. Whenever the Lord of the 10th is Mars, they will be very aggressively driven people to accomplish stuff. So always works that way with Mars. Mars is not a sit around kind of guy. So Mars in Ashwini is very exalted Mars. She will go out and get stuff done in the external world because the Lord of the 10th. And 11th being the ascendant Aquarius. She will have a sharp thinking mind being in the Vayu dynamic to think on your feet. She will think problem. Okay, here's the solution. I will do this, 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 and this. Here options 1 to 10. Such people will line up options like crazy. And they will go out and do stuff. Mars gives that drive. So this is how this wonderful woman landed up as an entrepreneur. And she's successfully running an HR consultancy. We will study some others also, some other types. I'm trying my best to select a wide range of careers, if you call it that. wide range of ascendant transformations from D1 to D10. I'm looking at different things from all the cases I have done consultation so far, that he might do even imaginary ones. But anyway, for now, take care, be safe, have a good day.